Australia's leaders need to do better if they want to win over voters, according to research over a 10-year period from the Scanlon Foundation. Quality of government and political leadership have been among the top-ranked issues for respondents over the past 7 years, with around 10% of Australians putting it second only to the economy in 2017. Monash University's Professor Andrew Marcus says successive governments have failed to restore public trust since a sharp drop in the 2010 survey. He believes the public may be frustrated with what they see as all talk and no action.
And a major concern is the failure or the perceived failure of our political system to provide inspired leadership that engages the people and convinces the people that, yes, the national leaders are moving in the right direction. When we ask people in our surveys about a range of issues, such as lessened reliance on coal, such as allowing people to terminate their lives if they're sort of in a very bad position with regard to their health and death is imminent. On these sorts of issues, the electorate provides very strong positive majority endorsement, but the politicians find it very difficult to enact legislation.
The survey found that personal circumstances affect how people feel about politics. An average of just under 30% of respondents said they trusted the federal government, falling to 13% among those who considered themselves poor or struggling to get along. Greens and One Nation supporters, though considered on opposite ends of the political spectrum, are some of the least happy with the state of politics. Around 63% of One Nation backers say they have no trust in political parties, and 80% say Australia's system of government should either be overhauled or replaced. Professor Marcus says these factors could provide ideal conditions for radical viewpoints or political movements to build support. Labor MP Anne Ali says some politicians are guilty of normalising certain attitudes, for example, towards migrants.
When you have, for example, Peter Dutton saying things like, you know, they come here and they're either taking all our jobs or they're languishing in our dole queues, and when it's used for that kind of political gain and part of that political rhetoric, you can see how it all matches up.
In vehement agreement, Adil Salman, Vice President of the Islamic Council of Victoria, says Muslims are also a favourite target of political leaders. He's concerned about just how far it could go.
I mean, when you have politicians calling for a royal commission into Islam, when you have politicians openly saying that Muslim immigration to Australia should be banned, or that mosques should not be built, or that surveillance of Muslims should be part and parcel of Australia's security apparatus. These things used to be considered fringe and extreme and they'll be laughed off. Now they're actually part of the serious policy and public discourse. That is really concerning. So I think the rise of the far right, the rise of far right political parties, the rise of extreme political viewpoints, not only does it create anxiety, but it also encourages others to similarly express views.
The picture of political pessimism continues when Australia is stacked up against its international partners. According to studies by the Pew Research Centre, about 70% of Canadians are satisfied with the state of democracy. Among Australians, it's 58%. Meanwhile, 67% of Canadians say they trust their national government, while the Scanlon report shows less than half of Australians surveyed share that belief. Professor Marcus says while the downward trend isn't severe, it's still cause for concern.
And in this survey, we compared the findings to Canada. And the finding is that in Canada in recent years, even though there's concerns, there's been a more positive outlook with regard to the functioning of their democracy. And we're not finding that in Australia. The data looked at over in that 10-year perspective does show that there's a downward trend, you know, that Australia in 2017 is not in such a good place as it was in 2007.